Car sales are one of the best indicators of how an economy is travelling. So I'll be very interested to hear from my next guest about how car sales are doing here in Cairns. His name is Alan Wren. Alan is the dealer principal at Cairns Cars. They've got a whole range of brands, Audi, Skoda, Great Wall, among others. So he's got a good handle on all types of price range, in fact, of motor vehicles in Cairns. Alan, first of all, welcome to the King Review.
Thank you, Gavin. Thanks for having me.
We should mention as well, congratulations are in order. You guys there, particularly for your Audi dealership, have just picked up a couple of very significant awards. Give us a quick rundown of those recent award wins.
Yes, so we were honoured to receive, to be recognised by Audi for excellence in basically Dealer of the Year award nominations. Mm-hmm. So that covers a dealership's performance over market share, customer satisfaction and target share.
Fantastic. And you and Connie, of course, your lovely wife, haven't been there for too long, a couple of years now, I think. So that's a fantastic recognition on a national level. Congratulations to you and the team. Tell us now about car sales in general, if you can. You've got a whole range of brands, as I said, from obviously the higher end to more affordable brands and models. What have the last 12 months been like? But also I'm interested in, seems to be a bit of a economic recovery happening from my various chats in the last couple of months. What are you seeing on the ground in terms of those car sales?
Yeah, so the car industry basically had a massive rebound since March, April last year after the initial impact of COVID. Mm. Pretty much from May onwards, the industry has been growing. Even if you look at the figures so far year to date, Cairns alone, car sales in Cairns of all brands are up 40% over the same period in the prior year. So that's a pretty significant rebound. Pretty much every single brand is going through a little bit of growth phase at the moment. So I'm lucky enough to have my Audi brand doing significantly well. Audi is actually up about 120% year to date. So I'm just hoping that will be the new trend.
That's a nice trend.
Yes, another blip on the radar, hopefully. So.
And what about some of those other brands? You know, Great Wall and Haval are, I guess, relatively new, obviously been around for a number of years, but relatively new to the Australian market. How are they being received and sales going there?
Yeah, so Great Wall itself is also up about 100%, and that's on the back of pretty new products. They've got a new Great Wall Canon Ute that's in the market, and that pickup market in general has really picked up as part of this economic rebound as well. So the Great Wall being that brand has benefited from that as well.
That's really interesting. There's some significant rises, as you said, since the worst of COVID in the early days there, 12, 13 months ago. So it's really interesting, isn't it? I mean, I've had a discussion on this show in recent weeks about the building industry going through an absolute boom. They can't build houses fast enough in Cairns. Real estate, of course, going very well. There's some positivity on the tourism front. We heard from Angela Freeman, in fact, in this show, talking about some positive aspects there in tourism. And now car sales are absolutely going gangbusters, which is fantastic to hear.
And I think that's partly because obviously cash boost from the government has been given a lot of business quite a boost in their confidence based on my conversation with our customers. But even stuff like the Q-Rider loan that's Queensland specific, I know quite a few businesses in Cairns were lucky enough to get that extra cash flow support. And I think all that's just, I guess, allowing business to be more confident in the investment locally.
So we'll talk to us then about, if you cast your eyes forward, obviously that government stimulus has eased back now to some degree. How are you feeling about, I guess, the next 12 months when perhaps some of that government support comes off?
I'm feeling quite confident because as long as, I guess, business are confident and consumer are confident and they continue, I guess, their normal spending habits, then that should just be a perpetual event. And one of the other elements that I guess we can't control is the finance industry. Our industry is pretty heavily reliant on finance regulations. Over the past few years before, I guess, COVID, finance regulation has been really tightened in terms of lending criteria and capacity. But recently, we've seen that, especially in commercial lending, it seems to be a, what's the best way to say it, a lot smoother, I guess, process than it was previously. So that's definitely helped as well. So.
I was fascinated to read this week some articles and some media about electric vehicle sales, not only in Australia, but around the world. I just wanted to cover that off with you, Alan. My, I guess, some of the stats I read were that electric vehicles account for only 1% of car sales in Australia, whereas in a country like the UK, it has risen significantly in recent times, now accounting for about 10% of all vehicle sales. Now, there are reasons for that. My understanding is that governments, particularly in Europe, European governments certainly subsidise and provide incentives to car manufacturers that help lower the cost of the purchase of electric vehicles. That's not the case here in Australia. But talk to us about your, I guess, experience or your views on electric vehicles. Do you get inquiries here in Cairns from people looking to buy EVs? Where do you see that happening from an Australian point of view going forward?
Yeah, so electric vehicle is definitely the future. We know it's definitely happening. I guess the biggest difference between Australia and Europe is that in Europe, like you mentioned, is government incentives, but also government penalties. So the government over there has gone with a carrot and a stick approach. I know for the Audi group itself, they face quite significant penalties if they don't hit certain emission targets. Mm. So what that means is they're obviously prioritising their R&D development into electric cars, but they can't change, I guess, the factory production to electric cars in a very short period of time. So that'll be a transition process over a certain timeline. Mm. So their priority would be to, I guess, this is my personal opinion, I'm not speaking on behalf of Audi, I guess, is to, I guess, meet the demand in Europe first, where the emission standards are quite high. Mm. And I guess once they can change their factory production line to electric cars fully, then those cars will filter down to Australia.
And what sort of time frame are you thinking there for Australia? Now, it's a bit hard with a crystal ball, but 1% of car sales in Australia for electric vehicles is very, very low, of course. When can you see this shift happening here locally? Does it need the federal government here to, as you said, do that carrot and the stick? I understand in Europe you get penalised in terms of the emissions that the cars produce, but then you can almost offset that with credits from your electric vehicle production, which is why you said that they're obviously ramping up the production of EVs. But when can you see this trend and this shift happening in a significant way here in Australia?
I would say, I think over the next 3 to 5 years, you'll start to see electric cars probably taking up about 20 to 30% of the market. Mm. And then it will escalate pretty quickly. Mm. One of the key challenges in Australia still is its infrastructure in comparison to Europe. So that range anxiety is still a big factor for a lot of consumers. Mm. There's not much data in Australia, but based on the data I've seen from Europe, I think if we can get, I guess, a range to over, say, 600 kilometres per charge and get that charge time down to about 20 minutes from 0 to 80%, I think that's kind of the sweet spot, what the research have shown, that at that point in time, customer will, I guess, not be as fearful of that range anxiety and be more open to electric cars.
Well, given the pace of technological change, I'm sure that will happen as you predict. That's right, get those charge times down, get the battery life up, and as you said, the vast distances we have to cover in Australia, that certainly ticks some of those boxes. Fascinating stuff. Alan Wren from Cairns Cars, thanks so much for your insights and speaking with me today on The King Review.
It was my pleasure, Gavin. Thank you.